out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, the 6th of July, 2018. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. And you've just got me as the host today. I don't have a co-host, but I do have some interesting topical stories to bring to you. And the first one concerns Donald Trump's visit to Britain, which is next week. And I'm quite disgusted by this. The London mayor, the mental midget, the Pakistani Sadiq Khan, has given the go-ahead for an offensive balloon which depicts Donald Trump as an angry baby with a smartphone. And he's given permission for this balloon to be flown above Parliament Square, which is where the Houses of Parliament are. It's where Donald Trump is going to be. There are a number of reasons why this is incredibly offensive. I mean, would the Pakistani mayor, would he allow a balloon of Theresa May to be put there? Would he allow a balloon with a depiction of himself to be put there? No, he wouldn't. This is clearly partisan. This is clearly because he himself has a dislike for Donald Trump. I mean, if Donald Trump was to be visiting Pakistan, do you think the Pakistanis would be putting a balloon up like this? No, they wouldn't. They'd be talking about how honoured they were to have the leader of the free world coming to their country. So he's clearly got no loyalty whatsoever to Britain in doing this. In fact, he's just trying to make Britain look ridiculous, look like a laughing stock. He's just showing support for his fellow Muslims here. I mean, really, he should be done for treason for doing this. We should be doing all we can to get on the right side of Donald Trump. We're supposed to be leaving the European Union, and he's made overtures to us that he wants to do trade deals with us, and here we are allowing this loathsome mayor of London. I mean, the guy is just so obnoxious. He can't string a sentence together in English. He's about 5 foot tall. He speaks so quietly you can't hear what he actually has to say. He thinks it's more important to go after people criticising Muslims online than it is to actually stop the violent crime rate in London, which has gone through the roof. He's stopped stop and search because he said that was racist. No mind the fact that the police only ever go after somebody that they have been given a witness statement for. And most of the time, the people that fit the witness statement are actually black. I mean, if somebody is a victim of crime, goes to the police and says a black guy with a crew cut, wearing a red T-shirt is the guy that just mugged me. And then the police see a black guy with a crew cut wearing a red T-shirt. You know, of course, they're going to stop and search him. And yet Mayor Khan has put a stop to all of that. So, of course, knife crime has gone through the roof. Acid attacks gone through the roof. Murder rate is higher than it actually is in New York, which is exactly what Enoch Powell predicted would happen in his famous speech. And here we are. Here we've got this loathsome mayor doing this deliberately provocative act. The mayor of London approved the request filed by a group of activists to let the 6-metre-tall balloon dubbed Trump Baby fly over the Capitol next Friday. The move is part of a series of protests against Mr. Trump set to take place on July 13th when he will make his first trip to Britain as president. Well, what about the welcoming committee? What about the demonstrations that wish to welcome Donald Trump to Britain. There are lots of people that think he's doing a really good job. He's carrying out every one of his promises to the American electorate. He appears to be doing his best to actually carry out, unlike the traitors that we have in power in Britain and throughout most of Europe. So how can anybody complain against this? There's a pub that's changed their name to welcome Donald Trump. I know personally there are lots of people that think that he's doing a wonderful job, and yet you won't see anything at all about there being demonstrations in support of Donald Trump, of what he is doing. And this mayor, I mean, he has set himself up against the rest of Britain. He wants London to be separate from the rest of Britain. He wants London to stay within the EU. I mean, he's far outstripping the powers of Mayor of London, which is really just, it's just an ornamental title. He doesn't really have that much power. And yet he's, you know, taking part in foreign affairs. That's not his business to be taking part in foreign affairs. All he is supposed to be concerned with is the well-being of the people in London. He's not supposed to be insulting the leader of America, who we really do need to be doing our best to get on with. And it'd be such a great shame if somebody were to take a pot shot with an air rifle or a crossbow at this Trump baby. Once it's up in the air, that would be a terrible shame, wouldn't it? Of course, I'm not encouraging any vandalism to occur here, but, you know, I wouldn't be upset to see that happen. Now, these people that are involved with this offensive balloon, these campaigners, apparently they've raised some £16,000 to pay for the inflatable, and more than 10,000 people have signed a petition requesting to make Trump baby fly. Well, that's nothing, is it? 10,000 people. That is absolutely nothing at all. When you consider the hundreds of thousands of people that signed petitions to welcome Trump and ignore all this nonsense about him being a racist. You may remember a year or so, last year maybe it was, I forget how long Trump's actually been in office. They actually debated this in Parliament, and there were about Donald Trump and whether he should be welcomed to Britain. And there was a huge, great petition saying that yes, he should be welcomed to Britain, and we should be doing all that we possibly can to get on the right side of him. Yet here we go. Just because 10,000 people signed this petition, that's Khan's excuse for putting this up. And the people involved that are actually putting it up, I mean, they admit they are Antifa. The group behind the stunt call themselves anti-fascist art activists and will now have to liaise with the Met Police and the Civil Aviation Authority to ensure airspace over London is managed safely on the day. So there you go. I mean, these guys are terrorists. They admit that they are Antifa. Antifa quite blatantly use violence to achieve a political aim, which is what the precise definition of terrorism is. It's using violence, the threat of violence, to either people or property with the goal of achieving a political aim. And of course, their political aim is to shut down anybody that has a different opinion to them. And anybody who has different politics to Antifa is a designated enemy of Antifa. And here we've got the mayor of London liaising with this terrorist group in order to do as much as he can to insult Donald Trump and scupper our chances of getting a good deal with him after Brexit. And this comes right after Donald Trump has already snubbed Theresa May at a recent economic meeting. He didn't want to meet with her because she all she ever does is scold him. She scolds him in public. Scolds him for retweeting a tweet with videos showing Muslims committing crimes, just because before then it happened to have been retweeted by Jada Frantzen. Nothing was said about the actual content. Oh, these videos were unverified. What do they mean by unverified? The videos, you could see what was going on in the videos. What were they saying? That it was actors? That it was just pretend? You know, to be attacking Donald Trump at a time when we need to be getting on the right side of America is just treason to Britain. Now, she really does deserve that name of Treason May. And he says this activist, Leo Murray, that's responsible for this. He says, following a huge groundswell of public support for our plan, it looks like City Hall has rediscovered its sense of humour. Trump baby will fly. 10,000 people is not a huge groundswell of public support. There are about 70 million people that live in Britain. I'm not sure of the actual figures of people that live in London, but that's probably well below 0.01% of the people in London that actually signed that petition and supported this. So this is just, it's just obscene. And it's not just Mayor Khan that is doing all he can to sabotage our relationship with America. We also have, I don't know what this guy is. He's a Somalian. He looks like a rapper. Apparently he is the Lord Mayor of Sheffield. God knows what the people of Sheffield were thinking of voting for this fool. And he wears the mayor's chain as if it's some kind of medallion, like he's some black rap star with his baseball cap round back to front. It shows you pictures of him just acting like a monkey, really, squatting on the table of the Lord Mayor, squatting on the stair rail at the Lord Mayor's residence. And it really is like the actual fulfillment of the fable, The Monkey and the King. For those of you who don't know what the fable of The Monkey and the King is, I went into this with Brutus of Troy back when we were doing SS Britannia together. And this is an Indian fable where a monkey is allowed to do whatever he wants. And on the first day he sort of makes his way into the palace. On the next day, he's wearing the king's clothes. And on the next day, he's literally sat on the throne. The monkey is sat on the throne. And that's exactly what we've got here. We've got a monkey that is pretending to be mayor. And of course, the first thing the monkey does is offend Donald Trump. And this is from Lad Bible. I would suggest that they don't actually reflect what the lads think. The lads think Donald Trump is an absolute hero. They certainly don't support the country being invaded by Somalians and making them into mayor. And it says here, Majid, I mean, his mother couldn't even think of a separate name for him. She had to call him the same name twice. I mean, that's bright, isn't it? Majid, who is Sheffield's first Green, because he's a member of the Green Party, Muslim and youngest elected Lord Mayor, announced the news on Twitter, posted a photo of himself wearing a black T-shirt with the slogan, Donald Trump is a waste man, while wearing a sombrero. Naturally, I mean, what does that mean? Donald Trump is a waste man. What do you think? Donald Trump is a dustman? And Donald Trump has shown that he's capable of far more than this clown. And this Somalian tweeted, I, Majid, Lord Mayor and first citizen of this city, hereby declare that not only is Donald J. Trump a waste man, but he is also henceforth banned from the great city of Sheffield. And I further declare July 13th to be Mexico Solidarity Day. I mean, what does this guy think he's doing? Who does he think he is banning people from the city? Again, he's got no right to be saying that he's banning people from coming to the city of Sheffield. He's got no right to get involved in foreign policy. I mean, this guy is just, it's just treason. He's engaging in treason against Great Britain. He was on the, and because of this, he's been given slots on the television. I mean, this guy that nobody had ever heard of before, now he's being interviewed on daytime television on mainstream TV channels. Because he's attacking Donald Trump. I was watching a talk show this morning and they had five people on there and every single one of them was attacking Donald Trump. And they put this across as, oh, this is a balanced view. We've got a balanced panel here. Every single one of them attacking Donald Trump. And this clown was on there only because he is attacking Donald Trump. What does he mean? I declare July 13th to be Mexico Solidarity Day. What is the solidarity with Mexico? Mexico is invading America. Donald Trump wants to stop illegal immigration into America. Children are being separated from their parents because the parents have committed a crime. If people commit a crime in Britain, they'll be separated from their children. this is just absolute nonsense. I mean, how can he say, oh, solidarity with Mexico because we want Mexico to be allowed to invade America? All Donald Trump is doing is enforcing the law and preventing illegal immigration. How would this Somalian like it if his house was to be invaded by Romanians or invaded by gypsies or invaded by any other ethnicity? He wouldn't like it. He would be calling for these people that were trespassing on his grounds. He would be calling for them to be arrested. He wouldn't be saying, oh, it's okay, they can invade my residence because they've got their children with them. And this low IQ monkey, I just despair of what's going on in Britain. How can somebody like this be elected as mayor? Well, the only reason somebody like this could be elected as mayor is if the city itself has masses of non-white residents. I mean, that's the only reason why Sadiq Khan was elected to become mayor of London is because London is 60% non-white. I mean, that's what happens. If you replace your people with a foreign ethnicity, they are all going to vote for that foreign ethnicity. And eventually, your country is going to be governed by foreigners who hate you. And that's what's happening in Britain today. Now, he's given his five reasons why Donald Trump is a waste man. Now, what kind of a phrase is that, waste man? And it's not certainly not an English phrase. I mean, you could call somebody a waster, but to call somebody a waste man. He says, number one, for issuing his ridiculous racist Muslim ban. Well, what is that? What he's done, what Donald Trump has done, has that he has banned people from coming into America that are residents of countries that have declared war on America. All those countries that he has banned people from coming in, America doesn't have an embassy there because they have attacked America, basically. So you've got countries like Somalia on there. It's full of countries that Obama actually designated as being a threat to America. So this is probably why he's got such a bee in his bonnet about Donald Trump, is because Trump has banned people from coming from Somalia into America, and this mayor is Somalian. So there's your reasoning. This nonsense that people can just come to our country and then be British, and then they'll have loyalty to Britain just because they've set foot on British soil and have British citizenship. I mean, this just makes a mockery of that. I mean, this guy, this Majid, he was a refugee as well. And this is the way he repays the country that was kind enough to give him somewhere to stay and voted him in as mayor. He repays the British people for that by insulting what they call our greatest ally, America. And his reason for doing that is because his loyalty is to Somalians. It's not to the people that gave him refugee status and looked after him while he was fleeing from Somalia. His loyalty is certainly not to the British people or to Sheffield. Number two of his reasons, he says, for stupidly withdrawing from the Paris Climate Agreement. Well, what was the Paris Climate Agreement? It was basically taking lots of money from America and sending it to poor countries. And it wasn't actually improving the environment or the climate in America. And surely it would be much better for America to actually put that money to improving the air quality in America, improving the water quality in America. I mean, they've got whole areas where the water is poisoned and people are getting cancer from it. All of that needs cleaning up from this open cast mining and these big corporations that have destroyed the environment. The money needs to be going there, not to corrupt third world tin pot dictators that don't spend the money on actually improving the environment and just spend the money on buying flashy cars and palaces, particularly these Negro dictators I'm thinking of there that are notoriously corrupt. So what has that got to do with this guy? What has that got to do with the mayor of Sheffield, whether America leaves the Paris Climate Agreement or not? It's got nothing whatsoever to do with him. Number three, he says, for mindlessly moving the US embassy to Jerusalem. Well, that was a campaign promise of Donald Trump's, and it's actually been a campaign promise of every president up till Donald Trump. But every other one of them didn't actually keep their campaign promise. And, you know, I'm really not that fussed about this. It's, you know, I really don't care what happens in Palestine and Israel. That's the Palestinians' problem. If the Jews want to call Jerusalem theirs, let them. I mean, the place is cursed. They crucified Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. God himself has said what he thinks of the earthly Jerusalem when he destroyed the temple there. So I'm really not that fussed. If, you know, if Donald Trump wants to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel, I mean, it was the de facto capital anyway. And by doing that, I mean, he's really stirred up a hornet's nest, hasn't he? He really has. I mean, the world is seeing just what the Jews are like when they attack the Palestinians. And the world is seeing just what the Palestinians are like as well when they're throwing their rocks and, you know, putting their babies right in the middle of a war zone. I mean, you have got bad behavior on both sides, and it is highlighting that bad behavior. And if you look at it from the American point of view, I mean, Donald Trump does like to poke a stick in and shake things up and see how it all lands. He likes to throw the cards in the air and see how they land. And sometimes that, you know, that's a good policy to have. Things become stagnant and you want a breath of fresh air and look at things in a different way. So, and that's the reason that he is given for this. I mean, he said that he wants to shake things up because there's been no movement. The peace process has been stagnant for years. So maybe by doing this, you know, he may end up seeing the Israelis and the Palestinians come into some kind of agreement. But again, it's nothing whatsoever to do with this Somalian clown that is the mayor of Sheffield. What does foreign policy have to do with him? Nothing. Number four in his reasons for enforcing the imprisonment of children at borders. Well, you know, what does he expect? What does he expect the police to do when they arrest a criminal and the criminal's got their child with them? And that criminal should not even be in that country. The criminal should be back at home in his own country. I mean, this is what you've got there. You've got criminals that are trespassing on American soil. And if they're stupid enough to bring their children with them when they commit a crime, you know, you can't just hold your child up and say, you can't arrest me, I've got this child here. I mean, that's what these invaders are doing. They're using their children as human shields. They're human shields. And the media is complicit. It's going along with it. It's talking about, oh, Trump is caging children. Well, it's not Trump that committed the crime of bringing the children along to a crime scene, is it? While breaking into somebody else's country. You know, they're lucky that the American government is looking after those children at all. If you were a white man and you committed a crime in a third world country and you had your children there with you, do you think they'd be looking after your children for you? No, the children would be on the streets fending for themselves while the white man was in the prison. It really does annoy me, this nonsense about Trump caging children. And number five of his reasons for defending the violence and actions of white supremacists. And when has Donald Trump ever defended any violence or actions of white supremacists? Perhaps he's referring to the Unite the Right rally, where Donald Trump said there was violence on both sides. And quite clearly, when you actually watch what happened at that Unite the Right rally, all the violence was on the left. You had a legal rally that the people had a permit for. And instead of ensuring that that rally went ahead peacefully, the police sent the lawful rallygoers into the arms of the armed Antifa, who then attacked them. And Donald Trump is, I mean, all credit to him for standing up to the press and saying that, you know, there was violence on both sides, because there was. But he certainly didn't defend the white people in that. He hasn't defended the white people in that at all. He's allowed them to charge the guy that was driving the Dodge Challenger, James Fields Jr., I think his name was. He's allowed the government to charge him with hate crime when the guy was clearly just engaged in defensive action. His car had just been whacked with a baseball bat. He had just been shot at, and he just turned a corner and found himself in amongst a raging mob of Antifa that were attacking his car. He obviously panicked and went forward by mistake. That's why he reversed back straight away afterwards. I, if you're in a situation like that, you might very well panic and press the wrong pedal. And in fact, that's exactly the sort of situation you'd expect that sort of thing to happen in. So his reasons of why Donald Trump is a waste man and why he's banned him from Sheffield, I mean, they've got nothing whatsoever to do with managing Sheffield. And all this behaviour is the typical behaviour that you would expect of a low IQ Negro that's been given a position of power. It's exactly what you would expect the monkey to do when he's given the ability to act as king for a day. Absolutely typical. Well, I've got another news story here that concerns Negroes. And this is the stupidity of Negroes. A teenager who didn't know how to swim has died after going pool hopping in the middle of the night with a group of friends. I mean, how just the mind boggles at how stupid these people are. I mean, what is this guy doing diving into a swimming pool when he doesn't know how to swim? This is just typical Negro behaviour. Pool hopping is the practice of breaking into and swimming in private and public pools, often late at night. Cops were called to reports of a missing child at 1 a.m. on Wednesday, but only arrived at the public pool over an hour later at around 2:11 a.m. Upon entering the pool, police said they discovered the body of the missing youth lying motionless on the bottom of the pool. Where were his friends? Why didn't his friends rescue him? Well, clearly his friends didn't rescue him because they're Negroes. They didn't care. They didn't even phone the police and say, we need help. They just ran away. Now, the actual reasons why Negroes can't swim, again, this highlights the fact that there are biological differences between the races. It's not just skin colour. Negroes have much, much higher bone density than white people do. And the bones are so much heavier that they just sink when they go into the water. And they also have an issue with their muscles. They have much higher proportion of one muscle type than we do. Now, this is why Negroes are better at basketball than white people are, but they can't swim, because they have a different proportion of one type of muscle fiber to another type of muscle fiber. And the third reason why blacks can't swim is because they have a much smaller lung capacity and a much smaller chest cavity. So they don't have such big lungs that white people have. So they don't float. So you've got three biological reasons there why Negroes are no good at swimming. And yet this dumb monkey just decides to break into a swimming pool and dive into it. And there's another actual reason, and I get this from a website called notpoliticallycorrect.me. And he says another funnier reason for blacks' non-ability for swimming is that since blacks have a higher single mother rate, which is 72%, they don't take them to the pool and teach their kids how to swim because they, quote, didn't want to get their hair wet, close quote, as they put so much time into their hair. This may contribute to this slightly, but the physiological and biological differences mentioned contribute a far greater amount of variance. Now, I can believe that, but it's not actually their hair, is it? I mean, most of these Negresses are wearing wigs. And what they've actually done is they've glued rope onto their heads. So they're not going to want to go swimming or get it wet. I mean, they leave these stinky weeds on their heads for 3 to 6 months at a time. You imagine what that scalp is going to be like after that. It's like wearing a hat for 6 months at a time. You imagine what it would be like when you lift that hat off your head. I mean, it's absolutely revolting what these Negresses do. But again, this is a reason why they don't take them to the pool. Blacks are completely different to white people, completely different mentally, spiritually, and physically. And this idea that they are equal to us is incredibly harmful to white people, incredibly harmful in so many different ways. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the podcast today. So thank you very much for listening. I will be back on Monday with Eddie Morrison. I hope you all have a great weekend. God bless and hail victory.